Hello and welcome to another edition of the Single H. So, your name is?
My name is Michael Tavis. Your name is?
Hannah Miljaw.
And I have to point something out before we get into our topic. I had a really interesting conversation last week. We have a friend that we know who listens to the show, and they asked me, hey, did you get a new mobile recording studio? Because we can't hear the loud buzz in the background anymore.
Yep.
Or the buzz is not as loud as before. You can actually hear when you turn the turn signals on and everything.
Yes.
We are in the new and improved mobile recording studio. It is no longer the Millennial Falcon. It's now the Black Beauty.
Yes. Or the Black Pearl.
The Black Pearl. The Black Beauty was the Green Hornet's car.
Oh, yeah. Neil and Green Hornet.
The Black Pearl was Jack Sparrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
I only know that off of Rick Kane.
I'm down with pop culture.
I'm down with pop culture because my friend Josh.
Yeah.
And Rick Kane is.
But you're down with pop culture with anything in the realms of Dungeons and Dragons, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
In a good way. Like in a Big Bang Theory sort of way.
Yeah, I need to, like, I need to figure out how gravity works in my world.
Yes.
I need to do that stuff. I need to make sure how many suns there are, because I know I decided that there's 3 moons already.
Okay.
Because I wanted to one-up Matt Mercer.
Slow down, gorgeous. This isn't the power hour.
Sorry. What we're talking about during power.
Now I know what we're going to talk about during power
hour. We have three things.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to propose
you
something.
Need to introduce the topic.
I need to introduce the topic. And then I want to share with you my misunderstanding. And then you straighten me out. Okay?
I will try to, but so, I don't know if I can.
Please don't answer my question. Before I'm done, I'll say, okay, your turn.
Okay. I'll let you enjoy my
review. So, this week, in Charlotte, North Carolina, we've talked about this in a previous episode of the Single H Show, the United Methodist Church, and I am a pastor in the United Methodist Church, is having its general conference, and the general conference is this highest level of rulemaking level, is the general conference. So, we talked all about that last week. I don't want to re-loop it. But I've been watching the show, and I've now heard this 3 times.
Yes.
And I want to share with you what I've heard, share with you my misunderstanding, and then you fix it.
Okay.
When people come up to the microphones to speak, they share their biographical information. I would step up and I would say, my name is Mike Davis. I am a Caucasian adult from the California Pacific Annual Conference.
Which is really helpful for people who are blind.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. It all makes sense. But I heard someone say something this week that it didn't make sense to me because of my interpretation of words. And we may have talked about this in the past. If we have, we're going to loop through it again because it's very contextual to me right now. An individual stood up in the microphone. I've heard this 3 different times. I am Joe Bob from the Greater New Jersey Conference. I am Asian American. I am cisgendered and queer. The part that I need us to talk about, and I'm getting ready to explain my misinterpretation, is the combined phrasings of cisgendered and queer. To me, to my functioning definition, for me, cis meant that you presented the cultural norm, okay? You presented the cultural norm. You exist within your gender. You exist in the, God bless, do not email me at thesingle8show@gmail.com and correct me, because I'm telling you I'm wrong, okay? We exist as, within our birth gender, we exist as heterosexual, okay? Because in my mind, cis was heterosexual. It was cultural norm language, okay?
Okay.
And I know that I know there's no such thing as norms. Please don't email me at Single H Show and correct me. Single H is about to do that.
Yeah, I'm about to rip, like,
everything. You're going to rip me a new one? Is that what you're going to say?
I'm going to rip everything you said apart. So. Okay,
but where my confusion was, and I've heard it three times now, I'm cis queer. I've heard the phrase cis queer. So I explained it. I know I'm wrong. Don't email me at singleh@gmail.com and correct me. Single H, go.
Okay, so let's first break down cis. So cisgender only means that you assign with the same gender you were at birth. The sex you were assigned at birth.
All right.
You identify with it. You work with it. You have euphoria. You had euphoria since you were born. You get that.
All right. So, for clarity, for other people that exist in the realm of confusion that I exist in,
yes,
I live within the narrative that I was born. So, I being cis, my pronouns are he, him.
Yes.
Because that is my birth gender.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your birthday.
All right. Every once in a while, I'm going to stop you.
Yes.
So that I can hash it out a little more.
Yes.
All right. So that's cis.
You identify with your birth sex.
Is that all?
Yeah. That's literally all it is.
So cis is an identity.
Yes. But it's more like, so I'm also going to explain it this way. I'm a trans person. It's also an adjective, because you're a cis man.
Alright, so explain how it's an adjective.
So you're describing someone with it.
Yes.
So, you identify with the same sex you identify with the thing that doctor said, hey, he's a boy.
Okay.
You identify with that.
Okay, so that's an adjective.
Yes.
Because it describes me.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, when people say it's a slur, it's not. It's such an adjective for us to not other trans point people more than they already are in a society currently. Okay. And it's been around since ancient times. It's always been around. We have used it for different stuff. It that makes it easier for everyone. Okay, and then queer. So, queer is an umbrella term that anyone can use in the LGBTQIA+ community. Off of how you're describing it, they must have been using it for their sexuality.
Okay.
So queer can also mean questioning.
Okay, that's true.
Give me a second. My nose is
So while you blow your nose, I'm gonna hash that out. Oh, we're live, pal.
Yeah.
Good lord, that was loud.
It's been allergy season for the last 4 months. My nose hates me.
So when I step up and I go to the microphone,
yes,
I say that I'm cisgendered heterosexual.
Yes.
And that would be a factual statement.
Yes.
As much as it is a factual statement within these three examples, that if I stand up and say I'm cisgendered queer, it means that is a factual statement.
Yes, and someone may say queer because they feel uncomfortable saying it out loud, saying their exact letter out loud.
But
it can mean questioning.
So if I was a lady that walked up to the microphone and I said I was cisgendered lesbian, That would be a more succinct factual statement.
Yes.
Because queer is a umbrella statement and lesbian is succinct.
Yes. It's like how trans is an umbrella term.
Uh-huh.
And then you have non-binary, which is another umbrella term under the umbrella term with their terms underneath.
Yeah.
That are more distinct.
All right, so I'm about to come out.
Yes.
Okay? So, bear with me. So if I was to make it succinct, I would step up and say that I am cisgendered bisexual. I would make that statement.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All of y'all have come out. It's my turn.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, that makes sense. So, help me, because now I need some more guidance.
Yes.
I want to make singlet show shirts.
Yes.
And the phrasing that I've been working on is fighting the system banned in Russia.
No.
All right. Don't. We'll fight about that later.
No.
When I say the phrase, when I personally say the phrase, fighting the system, CIS system, what am I saying?
You're fighting the... How do I say that that not comes out like I'm attacking sick people? I'm going to have to say it that way.
You got to, because that statement is attacking cis people. When I say that, what am I saying?
It basically, we're breaking down the society. Instead of saying patriarchy towards men, it's through said people, because we're still actively fighting for what they have, and they're actively trying to take more as we're trying to build.
Alright, so...
Does that make sense?
When I say...
I'm trying to do it. I don't know the right way to phrase it.
When I say that I'm fighting the system, I'm fighting against hetero white men.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
You can be that specific, because it is mostly hetero.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But I'm also fighting against anyone that says what the doctor says is what you are.
Yes.
That's what I'm fighting.
Yes.
All right, because I always put a sexuality slant on it. And we have talked ad nauseum that LGBTQ is not solely sexuality, it's identity.
Yep.
So cis is an identity statement, and fighting the system is fighting against a singularized identity.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. So, that's how that statement works.
Yes.
So, you and
I would say, like, hi, I'm Hunter. I'm trans, non-binary, arrow-8 pan-romantic.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't say it all.
Because that's really rocking and sustained.
Yeah.
From the CalPAC conference.
I would probably, let's say, hi, I'm Hunter, non-binary, and queer. I would probably let you blanket term because
it's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier.
All right. Explaining conversation being ace is a whole new thing that we need to do an episode on.
What is it? Say it again.
Doing a podcast is explaining being ace in the question that we get. Because I've gotten a question.
So dealing with the questions that you get from being a part of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my.
All right. Can we celebrate something since we're kind of... made this about something I've heard at General Conference.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate something that happened at General Conference this year. They do a gender breakdown at General Conference.
Yes.
And within that general breakdown, generally it has been male-female gender breakdown. This year, there's a non-binary section this year.
Good.
One of our dear friends, who is the LGBTQIA+ coordinator for the California Pacific Annual Conference, posted that on their Facebook page today, and it made me really happy, because they posted this acknowledgement that is pushing more against the system, CIS and SYS, both, pushing against the system of helping more people see themselves in situations.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
Finally. Oh, my.
All right, so can I want to, while we're hashing out terms, we're going to make this a hashing out terms.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, for me, I just said that I would acknowledge that I am bisexual.
Yep.
For me, that is a term of sexuality.
Yep.
Okay. Is it always a term of sexuality?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There is a bi-gender when someone identified with multiple genders.
Bi-gender. But it's...
That I'm pretty close to what I am. I, like, don't use the term that.
Yeah.
Because of how my brain flipped around between, oh, we're over here right now. Oh,
yeah.
You don't want to open that puzzle box. It's a lot.
How is bi-gender different than non-binary?
So, bi-gender is a more specific term under non-binary.
Yeah.
So, bi-gender is, I think, a different version of gender fluid.
Bi-gender and gender fluid have commonalities.
Yes, it had commonalities, but they're not the same.
So, but... Bi-gender means there are times that you would definitely use he-him pronouns. There are times that you would use she-her pronouns.
Yes.
That's bi-gender.
Yes.
And non-binary is a set they-them.
No. It's an umbrella term.
Non-binary is an umbrella term.
That people identify with non-binary. And I do.
Okay.
A lot of the time. Except we'll explain how my gender works in another episode.
We're going to have to, because there's a lot that we're about to talk about soon.
Because it's a lot of weird. My brain is weird. That is what I've learned.
But, okay, non-binary is an umbrella term.
Yeah.
So, underneath non-binary is trans?
So, trans is the umbrella term over non-binary.
Okay.
So if we're going umbrella, it would be the trans umbrella with trans men, trans women, non-binary. That umbrella would drop and it would have demi-boy and demi-girl on the far end.
Stop real quick. So we start at non-binary.
No.
We start at trans.
Yes.
We then move to the next level, which is non-binary.
Yes.
And then under that, on an equal line,
yes.
Is FTM, MTF.
No.
Okay, explain
so,
it again.
It would be the trans umbrella, trans men, non-binary, and trans women.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but you're putting it under non-binary.
But it needs to... trans is under non-binary.
Trans is over non-binary.
So...
Think of it like umbrellaed with hanging for them.
Well, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Trans is... So, the non-binary umbrella is under trans umbrella.
Under trans.
Yeah.
Then you do non-binary.
Yeah.
And then you break down trans.
No.
Well, what
We're
is...
breaking down... So, say that there are two main hangings under the umbrella.
Okay.
One of them a trans man. One of them is trans woman. Under that umbrella is a slightly smaller umbrella, but it still holds a lot. And that is non-binary.
Yeah.
And then from there we break it down a whole lot more.
Okay. So now I need to break down. I need you to help me.
Yes.
Break down. Well, how is FTM, MTF, non-binary?
It's not.
Trans. How is FTM and MTF identity not just trans? Because the way I'm hearing this, you're putting that identity in a different section.
So.
Do you understand what I'm asking
you?
Okay.
So I'm breaking down the trance area.
Okay.
So get trance, but then they're different type of trance that we're cutting it down to.
But it's like a three-colored umbrella.
Yes.
And it's all trance.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's
you can
what I'm
think
asking.
Think of it as every version of trance is a different color of the rainbow.
Yeah. So we're talking about the main umbrella, the trans main umbrella.
Yes.
Is a three-colored umbrella.
Yes.
Okay, so the way I was hearing that, it sounded to me like you made the trans identity another level.
Yeah, because I'm trying to make it easier how I visualize it.
All right, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you finish.
Because there's a lot of non-binary terms that would all be hanging under it.
I understand.
And it would first be what we accept, that most people go, hey, that trans.
Okay.
And then under that could some, but also non-binary can be off to the side of its own umbrella.
So.
Because some people identify non-binary but not trans.
So let's do this again. There is an umbrella.
Yes.
That is trans.
Yes.
And then like a mobile, we hang things off of it.
Yes.
And those things are the FTM, the MTF, the non-binary.
Yes.
And then we take another umbrella that is the what was the next one?
Non-binary.
Non-binary.
Yes.
And we put it under there. And hanging off of that, like a mobile,
is
Demi boy.
Bigender.
Bigender. Fluid.
Agenders under there. Yeah, there's a lot of them. What are others that I can think of other than
well,
that?
We got it. We don't need to break it down that far.
And
I understand what you're saying.
And agender.
Yeah.
But I'm a odd version of gender fluid. Because I don't hit the girl part.
Yeah.
I only hit
Full
man, non-binary, or agender.
But definitely, so your pronouns are at times he, him, they, them, he, they.
Yes.
But never, ever.
Never she, her.
She, her, and never, ever she, they.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm getting it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I let you the blanket he, they, because I know no matter what day it is, it will always work and I won't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
But that, thank you for processing that with me.
You're welcome.
That was, and that's the purpose of this show.
I am your trans teacher.
You're my trans teacher? You're my translator?
Yes.
I hear you. I received that.
Man, the trooper's good. Sorry.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I almost talked about this car that ran that hard red light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're done breaking kayfabe for this week. That was the Single H Show. Your name is?
No, it's your name.
This is the Single H Show for this week. My name is Michael Davis. Your name is?
Hunter Mills, y'all. Have a great week. Woo!